Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Ball with Stifel Nicolaus. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you?
I'm doing real well. There's been some big news yesterday. The news that Mohawk has purchased IVC, which stands for International Vinyl Corporation. Just like to get an analyst's perspective. You know, what's your take on this acquisition?
Mohawk starts to get an itchy trigger finger when their debt to EBITDA falls below 2x, and they're right there. So not surprised that they've been looking seriously at acquisitions. Obviously, LVT is a high-growth area of flooring in general, but while they were bringing online, as we speak, a new line of LVT in Belgium, they were behind capacity expansions of four competitors here in the U.S., and this sort of leapfrogs them in the front of the line with LVT capacity here. So, you know, very handsome margins on the IVC business, 17% EBITDA margins on the $700 million the rear view mirror revenues, and, you know, a brand new line coming on here, a new printing line coming on to supply the laminate business in Europe. And, of course, opening the new line here in Northwest Georgia will open up a lot of capacity, the LVT line for Europe. So not a surprise, another hard surface business for Mohawk and another one with a lot of international exposure. When you can borrow money at 2.2% interest rates and you get your leverage down, deals make sense.
Well, you've got to wonder what motivated the Belgian chairman to want to sell it right now. I mean, if it's really that attractive, why would this guy want to sell it?
You know, I obviously haven't talked to him, so I'm guessing, but he was in the midst of making several big investments that would have startup expenses associated with them. The global economy is not getting better. 10% of their revenues go to Russia.
Right.
Last I checked, Europe wasn't exactly booming, which is 50% of their sales are in Europe. So, you know, there's certainly some risk. I think what's interesting, though, and may speak a little bit to his mindset, is that he asked for, it wasn't that Mohawk dictated, he asked for an equity component in the transaction that will own $130 million of the $1.2 billion purchase price. Mohawk equity. He asked for it. So I think that tells you that he perceived a Mohawk to be a good horse to ride with as opposed to compete with over time.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, let's just take a look at this for just a quick second. I mean, just the ratio, it's $1.2 billion purchase price, $700 million revenue. How does that compare to some of the other Mohawk acquisitions?
Off the top of my head, you know, if you wanted to look at over the last 20 years and include all the carpet acquisitions, it's high relative to the more recent acquisitions of leaders in their space in what are new product categories for Mohawk and hard surface. I think it's a little more in line. It might be a little high, but these are high margins. So not as high as the Unilin, which they've purchased, but relatively high. So, you know, again, when you look at it in the context of the cost of money, the significant ramp of about $115 million of the purchase price, so management says, is related to the new assets that IVC is bringing online, which,
yeah,
you know, haven't generated a dime of revenue yet or
right,
profit, but certainly will. So a little bit of an unusual deal in that perspective, but frankly, on the trailing 12 months, EBITDA of $120 million, subtracting the capital investment of about $115 million from the purchase price, you're paying about 9x EBITDA, and that's right in line, if not fairly attractive, relative to the profitability of the business.
That's interesting. Just for my listeners' benefits, as you look at this LVT market, obviously right now IVC is a residential play. You know, when you start looking at who in this country are players in LVT, you've got Mannington, which bought Amtico and has been continuing to throw money at that Madison, Georgia plant. So they're probably the biggest in the commercial market. You've got Armstrong, who's just picked up their capacity up in Lancaster with LVT. You've got Shaw building a brand new plant. You know, they got out of the rug business and they're using that building to put a brand new LVT plant in. You've got Tarkett, who's been beefing up their Florence, Alabama capacity. Then you've got two or three of these little players. So this LVT market, while it is the fastest growing surface category, there's a lot of players getting in, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, Kemp, and as you know, most all of that demand has been supplied with imports
right
up to this point. So you're really switching to an onshore versus offshore. So the issue may be, what do these players do with the capacity in other parts of the world, namely Europe? Mm. That might be the bigger issue. It seems to me like we'll absorb with local demand the local capacity that's coming on here, but then, you know, the market will need to grow at the projected sort of 15% pace. Every indicator seems to be that that's going to occur, but there's no doubt that there's a little bit of a land grab here, and traditional sheet vinyl and carpet are, you know, historically big parts of the market that are not growing, and this is one that is very attractive, so not surprising to me. And the real issue, though, I think, is going to be, can we sell up the capacity from the other plants around the world, which were largely exporting to the U.S.?
You know, IVC came over here from Belgium, grew very fast. One of the reasons they grew fast is because they developed a direct relationship with CCA Global, which is, you know, Carpet One, Flooring America, and all of those independent retail co-op brands. And they also have, they're an OEM supplier to Shaw. I'm sure that will stop fairly soon. And and they've got, you know, some good, strong business with the home center. So it'll be interesting to see in this country, you know, how the volume shifts and exactly what happens.
Yeah, that's a good point, Cam. I mean, not too different from Marazzi's U.S. business. When you're a foreign entity entering the U.S., you're going to enter on a distribution basis where the lowest barriers to entry are, and those are the, quote, big accounts, be they large distributors or the home center chains or the CCA Globals. Not surprising, obviously, Mohawk's strength is the ability to distribute to all the independent retailers. And you'll see, I'm sure, a Mohawk-branded LVT line that will be produced by IVC. So there's some real compliments there, I think. But no doubt there will be shifts. Congoleum is in this equation as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shaw's in this equation.
Right.
CCA. There's a lot of changes that will be coming, but they leapfrog, in my mind, some of the competition into a leadership position in this high growth category, as opposed to being the fourth or fifth guy in line.
Oh yeah, and let me mention for sure, because you just need to add to this. You know, now this makes, you know, Mohawk's obviously the market leader in the area rug business. They're the market leader in the laminate business. The market leader in the ceramic business. I don't think this acquisition makes them the market leader, but certainly makes them a major player.
Yeah, I guess that's for others to slice and dice the numbers, but other than carpet, where there's a clear number two behind Shaw, you know, they're going to in a much better position now in LVT than they were. They were playing a little bit of catch-up, arguably, with that new plant just coming online and it being placed in Belgium versus the competition that's opening here.
Yeah, one last question. I know you were sitting in on the call a minute ago. Did they roll this up under the Unilin? How does this roll into the corporation?
They have not yet gotten the verbal confirmation from the accountants on the segment reporting, but I would think it will roll up under the laminate bracket. You've got the ceramic laminate and carpet.
Right.
I would think that will be what happens.
Yeah. Okay, great. John, it was good to talk to you. Again, been talking to John Ball, Managing Director with Stifel Nicolaus, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.